The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning, the Saturday between the Derby and the Preakness, 1 week from today, the second jewel of the Triple Crown, the big question of the day, and it will be answered. Will the Derby winner, Mystic Dan, go on and try to achieve the Triple Crown? Because he's the only one that can do it this year with his victory in the Kentucky Derby. And so they tell us from the barn area there in Kentucky that Mystic Dan will probably go to the Preakness Stakes. We'll get more on that in just a moment. But 1 week from today will be the Preakness. Of course, next week will be a big week at Pimlico Racecourse because you have the Black Eyed Susans on Friday with six stakes races that include the Black Eyed Susan, which is, of course, the counterpart, the Kentucky Oaks for the fillies. And then next Saturday, 1 week from today, the Preakness card will feature nine stakes races, including the Preakness Stakes. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over all of those races, each of those days, individually, for our next week's Race Day Las Vegas shows, our regular shows in the morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We won't have a special coming up on Thursday like we did last time for the Kentucky Derby, but we will go over those races with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo, as we did on that special show on the morning shows next Friday and next Saturday. But as we wait in this waiting week for the big weekend next week and the second jewel of the Triple Crown, we got a lot of good stuff happening today, including three nice stakes races at Aqueduct that include the Peter Pan. The Peter Pan is the Belmont at Aqueduct prep for the Belmont Stakes, which will be run at Saratoga. You following this bouncing ball? The Peter Pan at Aqueduct today will be the prep for the Belmont, which will be held at Saratoga, third jewel of the Triple Crown in June. Okay, enough said there. So we're going to get those three stakes races. We're going to go over all those three stakes races with Jonathan Hardoon a little bit later on in the show. And of course, the ongoing situation with Tyler Gaffleone and the Kentucky Derby. I mean, I know this is getting like old over and over again, talking about should have there been an inquiry? Not. Then they had the hearing and then they absolved him of any blame as far as giving him penalties and days. So he won't have any days to sit out. But now later on yesterday afternoon, they came and said he got fined. All right. Don't have to serve days, didn't get disqualified, but jockey Tyler Gaffleone got a $2,500 fine. And they say the fine was for the ruling. Gaffleone was fined for touching a rival with his left hand nearing the finish while aboard Sierra Leone. And the rider has 30 days to pay the fine. $2,500 for him trying to get off of the other horse. And what else are you going to do when you got the, you know, this big massive animal going 40 miles an hour in a driving finish? You're trying to win the Kentucky Derby, for crying out loud. And you're leaning on another horse and you're pulling on the rein. You could see he was pulling on the rein. And so the next best thing he could do is try to push off of the horse inside of him. Well, he touched him, and therefore you got a $2,500 fine. Let's hope that's case closed. Let's hope that is the end of it. And let's hope that maybe Mr. Gaffleone gets a sponsor to pay that fine, maybe from the owner of Sierra Leone. After all, he was trying to win the race from. In any case, that's it. He got the fine, $2,500. Won't serve any days. Case closed. Let's move on to the Preakness Stakes now. Of course, you know, Sierra Leone is passing up the Preakness Stakes. He'll join everybody for the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. And the third place horse for Ever Young, which was involved in that three-horse photo finish, is back in Japan now. And we are now waiting for the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan and Kenny McPeak, to make a decision. Now, all through the week, McPeak was saying, you remember right after the race, he said, I don't know, my horse doesn't really bounce back quick with a two-week interval. Last time we tried it, it was a disaster. But here's the deal. Horses mature, and they get more, tougher in races, certainly like the Kentucky Derby, where he himself squeezed through a small opening on the rail and his rider brushed the inner railing to win this race coming up the rail. But the horse has responded very well after the Kentucky Derby. He ate up that night, his feed. He's been in his feed tub every day since. Gets out on the track, looks very well within himself, galloping, etc. I saw a few videos. And so he's got Kenny McPeak rethinking his thought from right after the Derby. Not only that, but McPeak said after the Derby, the horse will tell us. And we have on pretty good word that the horse is telling him, I'm going to Pimlico. So hopefully they said the official decision will be made sometime later today by Kenny McPeak after consulting with the owner. But all indications say that the Derby winner will show up in Maryland at Pimlico for the second jewel of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes. So we'll wait and see about that. As far as other horses now going for the Preakness, Just Steel, Wayne Lucas, Seize the Gray, Wayne Lucas, Mugatu, the horse that didn't get in the Kentucky Derby, he's in. Imagination, one of the two horses from Bob Baffert's barn, who was second in a photo in the Santita Derby. Catching Freedom, Brad Cox is still on the fence about this one. We think he's going to go in the Preakness. By the way, he was the one to finish fourth in the Kentucky Derby. Uncle Heavy, a big long shot there. Tuscan Gold is going to go in the Preakness. He was scheduled to go today in the Peter Pan Stakes. He's entered in the Peter Pan. They have scratched him. They will scratch him. He's going to go to the Preakness. And then, of course, Muth, the heavyweight of the two Baffert entries, winner of the Arkansas Derby, penalized and prevented from running in the Kentucky Derby, will show up in the Preakness. And Copper Tax, another long shot there. That's the way the field looks 1 week. Now, we understand from Rich Eng yesterday, he thought that they were going to draw for the Preakness Stakes on Monday early so everybody can get their handicapping started. We'll wait and see about that. But right now, that's the way the field looks for the Preakness Stakes, the 149th running of the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. All right, today is opening day at Monmouth Park by the shores of New Jersey. Monmouth Park, 48 stakes races over their 51-day meet. Their highlight, of course, will be the Haskell for three-year-olds after all of the Triple Crown stuff is done. And when we get to Jonathan Hardoon, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the trends maybe at Monmouth Park you can use. But it opens today, Monmouth Park at the shores in New Jersey. And as far as Preakness Day and the Preakness Stakes card, the day of racing there, understand they're going to have a few more additional bets to be made or pools that you can make in the on Preakness Day, like a couple of more pick fives for you. Okay, let's take a look at what happened yesterday, talking about pick fives and pick sixes. You know, they had that big carryover, over 100,000 in the pick six at Santa Anita. It started in the third race. The winner there, Mastermind, Giovanni Franco, $8 even. Your fourth race winner, She's a Joker, $9.60 for Juan Hernandez. Fifth race, Midnight Love, and Antonio Freisou, $4 even there. Then you had John Lindo's selection on the show. 3-1 on the morning line, got bet down. Yellow Sundress won convincingly, paying $5.40 for the leaders right now at Santa Anita, jockey Kyle Frey and, of course, Mr. Glatt, who is the leading trainer there, top in the standings. Then you had the seventh race. Sabres wins for Edwin Maldonado at 3:40. And then came the last race. Seven horses in the race. I do believe maybe only six. I think there was a scratch. Anyhow, short field. Longest price by far on the tote board. Got a perfect trip behind two pace setters. Cut the corner at the top of the stretch. Rolled up the inside. And won Vronsky's Feint with Tiago Piera. What a great ride he gave. $62.40 for the win there, and thank goodness for that, because this pick six would have paid bupkis. But with that winner, the pick six paid $16,133.70, 5 out of 6, 98.40. And all I can say is that, you know, we tell you all about getting our handicapper sheets, because the body of their work, of course, is their product. And we always say, get Jerry J's Power Pages for the V's and the P's and the stars and all that other stuff. John Lendo's report, of course, it's free here at the South Point each day. And Jonathan Ardoon's stuff. Now, Jonathan, you know, goes through 3 or 4 tracks every day most of the time. But on his sheet yesterday, Jonathan had that long shot winner in the last race as his top selection and one of his key plays of the day. Now, I know, don't start screaming and yelling at me. Do it to Jonathan that he didn't give it out on the show. I understand. I'm with you on that. We'll put him his feet to the fire. But what I'm saying is, make sure you take a look at this product, these products that our handicappers have out there. They do hard work. They play their plays, and they come up with some gems once in a while. But we do want to thank John Lendo, who did on the show give us a winner in part of that pick six. I know Jonathan's laughing out there. Well, you can explain yourself, Jonathan. In any case, nice winner in the last race. Anyhow, so the key yesterday at Santa Anita was horses going. I mean, you needed to be on or close to the pace, or you were getting nothing. First race wire to wire, second race wire to wire, third race wire to wire, fourth race stalked the front runner in second place early, got and wore him down. Fifth race was right on the pace. The sixth race winner was part of the leaders. The seventh race winner, wire to wire. And the last race winner, as I said, sat right behind the two pace setters in this race, found the room at the rail, and closed in on them. But most of the speed was the work of the day for sure at Santa Anita yesterday. And by the way, Rich Eng's horse in the second race had a nice second, was way out of it, closed to be a nice second, but the winner was much too much. It was a race for two-year-olds, but I'd put that horse on my horses to watch list. So there she was, who finished up nicely for a rally. Not two-year-olds like that don't rally from that far out, making their first start as a two-year-old. So keep that in mind. All right, at Aqueduct yesterday, Jerry J. knocked it out of the park. He had the winner for us, the key horse, Final Denial, $9.30. And then he connected with the Exacta and the Trifecta in his link-ups. The dollar Exacta paid $32.50. The 50-cent Trifecta paid $59.62. So congratulations to Mr. Jackowitz there at Aqueduct. And as far as Churchill Downs, let's see, Jonathan Ardoon's horse finished third in the ninth and final. And father-son act yesterday, Steve Asmussen, the trainer, Keith Asmussen, the rider, had a double yesterday, back-to-back wins in the second and third races at Churchill Downs. So that's just about what happened yesterday, but we got a lot to talk about what's happening today and looking forward to it. So we're going to be right back with the racing menu. Jonathan Ardoon will be with us, along with Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J as well. Let's get some more winners out of these guys and take a look at those three big stakes races today at Aqueduct. 54 right now. We're going to get up to 84. Come on out. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the... Place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sports book and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Vegas on this Saturday before the Preakness Stakes Saturday. You know that, okay? Now, I can tell you this. Listen, Monmouth's going to open today, Monmouth Park. They have a shorter stretch than most racetracks and the configuration of that racetrack. And speed is really a key at Monmouth Park. Over the years, speed has been the key. It's been prominent. Now, you have the leading trainer last year was Claudio Gonzalez, who had a 23% win rate at Monmouth Park. As far as the jockeys are concerned, Paco Lopez has won 10 riding titles at Monmouth Park. However, Jersey Joe Bravo, as they call him, who was riding at Del Mar for a couple of years in California, has moved back to New Jersey, and he's back at Monmouth Park. This guy has had 13 riding titles at Monmouth. So it's going to be interesting to see Paco and Joe go at it at Monmouth this year. And as far as trainers, keep your eye on Robert Falcone Jr. He has a 32% win rate at Monmouth Park. So keep that in mind when you bet and place bets and start watching Monmouth Park. That's for sure. Okay, time to go to our racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day. Reflect that at the Pacific time zone. By the way, welcome all of you who are watching us at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and all of you out there and all those other platforms like our radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. What about our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global? How about your iPhone, Android apps, the KSHP app so you can hear us, the YouTube app so you can see and hear us on your Androids or your iPhones, and certainly podcasting as well. Anywhere you get us, welcome to the show. And remember, we know you're in other time zones. We are not here in Las Vegas. We're in the Pacific time zone. Therefore, the first post times will be of the Pacific time zone. But if you're in another one, adjust. My goodness, I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here's the menu. We begin with Valterra Park. Valterra Park has 8 races today. Their first post time is 9:15. 9:15 at Valterra today. Pimlico, 9 races. First post time, 9:25 at Pimlico. First post time, 9:25 at Pimlico at Old Hilltop today. Next comes Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct, okay? It's Aqueduct. Sunny, 56 degrees. The track fast. The turf courses are labeled good. However, they got one race coming off the turf today. The 11th and final race today at Belmont at Aqueduct will be transferred to the main track and will be shortened up from a mile and 16th to one flat mile. That's the 11th race. The 9th race, which was scheduled for the outer turf course, will now be run on the inner turf course at the same distance of a mile and 16th. And then the other four races on the card, which are all early in the card, the second race, the fifth race, and the seventh race will stay right where they're scheduled to be on the turf course. Now, the turf courses are labeled good. Tracks labeled fast. 4 stakes races today at Aqueduct. We'll go over them. The 4th race is the Run Happy. The 6th race is the Peter Pan, where you scratch number 5, Tuscan Gold, and number 4, Lonesome Boy. So that leaves a field of just 6 to go in the Peter Pan, the prep for the Belmont. The Man of War is the 7th race. That's a goodie. So those are the 4 stakes races. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct, 9:35 this morning. All right, next up comes Monmouth Park. Hey, it's opening day at Monmouth. By the shores of New Jersey, 10 races. First post time, 9:40 at Monmouth today. Churchill Downs continues their racing. 11 races today. Their feature race is the Mamzelle. That's the 10th race on the card. The $225,000 featured 5.5 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. Sees an overflow field of 18 before scratches. Wide open event. 9-5 favorite is Nice As Pie with Mr. Basija aboard. 11 races today at Churchill. They got a super high 5 carry over there of $5,647. And their first post time at Churchill Downs today is 9:45. Gulfstream Park has 10 races today. Their pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carry over $20,215. They got a couple of stakes races. The Royal Palms Juvenile Fillies at 5 furlongs on the turf for 2-year-old fillies is the 8th. The Royal Palms Juvenile at 5 furlongs for 2-year-olds on the turf is the 10th. Now here's a kicker. The winners of these two races today will get automatic passage, if they choose, to Royal Ascot later on for the Royal Ascot meet. The winners get passage to Royal Ascot by winning today. Gulfstream Park's first post time, 10:10. Woodbine, north of the border, has 9 races. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $18,486. They got a super high 5 jackpot carryover, $30,463. First post time at Woodbine for 9 races, 10:10. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races from Chicago. Hawthorne's first post time is set at 12:45. 12:45 at Hawthorne today. Then comes Santa Anita, your great race place at Santa Anita. And their first post time at Santa Anita today is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Their feature race is the last race, the 9th on the card. The Santa Barbara at 1.5 miles on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds and up, I should say. 7 go to the post on that one. It's the final race on the card, the 1.5 mile Santa Barbara. First post time for the 9 races today at Santa Anita is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. 1 o'clock. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 1:40, 1:40 at Emerald. Golden Gate, Northern California. By the way, Golden Gate didn't run yesterday because they had a lack of entries, but they tell us they're going to run next Friday. So keep that in mind. They will run next Friday. But for today, they have 8 races. Golden Gate has super high 5 carryover, $3,462. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $4,526. And a first post time for 8 races at 1:45. Then we go to Evangeline Downs, 9 races there. First post time, 3:30. Following Evangeline Downs comes Charlestown. They got a feature race today at Charlestown, the $75,000 coin collector for 3-year-olds at 4.5 furlongs. That's the 7th on the card. Charlestown has 8 races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. They've got a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $13,009. Prairie Meadows, which opened up, Prairie Meadows opened up yesterday, as a matter of fact. So their second day of racing today at Prairie Meadows. First post time, 4 p.m. The Goldfinch Stakes is their 7th and featured. And again, first post time at Prairie Meadows for their 8 races, 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. First race will be a thoroughbred race. Then you'll have a mixed breed race, and the last 7 will be quarter horses. 9 races overall at Los Al. And a first post time at Los Alamitos tonight, 6:05. That's your racing menu. All right, time to bring in Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Okay. You want to explain all those people that are throwing tomatoes at the TV set that you didn't give them that $62 horse yesterday?
The problem is, Ralph, we've been giving out so many seconds and thirds, so I went with what I thought was a more solid selection. The winner of the last race was 2 for 63, the trainer, I should say. So if we want to roll it, I obviously would have gone with the longer price. It was just strategy on my part.
Yeah.
And obviously it turned out to be bad strategy.
No. It was good strategy because you can tell by your second and thirds that you're giving us live horses. And that's what people want, live horses. We all have to work with the racing luck. But it's a good reason for folks to, get your stuff because there's other stuff out there. And I got to tell you, a lot of people, you know, going into the last race at Santa Anita yesterday, if they weren't alive in the pick 6, they were looking to get out, and that horse got them out.
Yeah, you needed a price. I mean, it was headed for a disaster as far as pick 6 and pick 5 is concerned, but...
You mean the payoff.
Sometimes you save the best for last, and that's what happened.
All right. So here we have it. There it is. There's your little tease for Jonathan's stuff. Now let's get started with some stakes races. Do you want to do the
first time out, Ralph? We got to talk about Sierra Leone. The difference between second and third is $500,000. You got a million if you ran. You get a million for running second in the Derby, and $500,000 for running third. So that nose made the owner $500,000. Don't you think he should pick up the $2,500?
I think he ought to pick up the tab and send him on a nice vacation somewhere too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why they even find him is beyond me. I have no idea. It was not intentional. It wasn't rough riding. It was, you know, all he was doing was trying to be safe and keep the horses safe. So to penalize him for that, well, that's their business. Makes no sense to me.
All right. Have we put a close on this thing for the Derby?
That's it.
That's it. Case closed. On to the Belmont for Sierra Leone. In any case, give it to me now. Let me know. Has it finally been declared official that Mr. Mystic Dan, the Derby winner, is going on to try for the Triple Crown and the Preakness next Saturday? Is it official?
It's unofficially official. So basically what that means is that they're waiting for the vet to come by and give him a once-over and give him the thumbs up. But McPeak sees no problem. The horse is doing fine. I don't know. He's eating up. I eat up every night, too, but I'm not running in the Preakness, but Mystic Dan is.
Yeah, well, there's a whole different story between you eating up and him eating up, that's for sure. All right, let's get started. We got four stakes races at Ackworth today. I wanted to go over four of them with you, and we can really quickly hit the Run Happy, which is the fourth race on the card. You got Straight No Chasers, even money in that race.
Well, it starts in the second race with the Bogey, but that's
I'm sorry. That's right. We've got four stakes races. Pardon moi. Let's go in order. The Bogey is the second. Stay on the outer turf course at a mile and 16th. And there's an even money horse and a seven to five shots.
Both trained by, guess who, Chad Brown. The 6, 7, and 8 are coming out, so it's a field of five. You're not making any money there. The 5 White Beam looks the best, and either the 3 or 4 should run second, so I don't see how you're earning any money in that race.
Okay,
but again, Chad Brown has the first two choices.
Okay, so hold on. The 6, Movie Moxie, the 7, Bustin' Bay, and the 8, Ocean Gateway. There's not official scratches yet, but you say they're coming out because main track only?
Correct. Yeah. I have the official scratches and they're out.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. You're right on top today, buddy. You're okay. You knew we were going to give you a lot of grief for that pick, so you were ready today for all the good stuff.
I am always ready.
All right, now we go to the Run Happy, which is the fourth race. And there, by the way, in this fourth race, it starts out a pick 5 that's a mandatory payoff at Aqueduct today. So if something goofy happens and then, you know, the best tickets are 4, they're going to get the money anyhow. Okay.
Yeah, they add a pick 5 when they have extra races, and that's the case today. You have a late scratch in there of number 3, Stage Left.
Okay.
The edge in the race, in my opinion, is playing against the second choice in there, Joey Freshwater, Linda Rice, a 4-year-old who ran super last time out, but he's coming off of Lasix today, and that could be the difference. I like a 5-to-1 shot in there, Ralph. I like number 2, Durante. Actually, I could call the exacta with number 1, Straight No Chaser, the California shipper who ships in coming off of a layoff. I like 2-1 in that race.
All right, Durante, the 2 horse you like in that race, which is 5-to-1 in a short 5-horse field. That's a pretty darn good number. All right, now we get to the Peter Pan. That's the 6th race, mile and 8 for 3-year-olds. We're going to scratch number 4, Lonesome Boy, and number 5, Tuscan Gold. They're out. That was an original field of 8, now 6. And I got to tell you, with the 6 that are left, it looks pretty wide open.
It's pretty contentious, but a slight edge to the number 3 horse, the Wine Steward, the 3-year-old called to the Mike Maker Bond. 5 career starts. He's never finished worse than 2nd. He ran well as a 2-year-old. 2nd start back off of a layoff. He could handle the distance, and I like number 3, the Wine Steward, 5-to-2 on the morning line.
Okay, that's Louis Saez aboard, the 3 with the Wine Steward. You might look for a little bit of a price or 2 underneath to make the exacta happen. Then the 7th race is the Man of War, named after one of the great racehorses of all time. And it's a mile and 3/8 on the inner turf course, stays there for 4-year-olds and up. 9 go to the post. Any scratches?
No scratches.
All right, let's have it.
Well, Nation's Pride for Charles Appleby. Frankie Dettori's ridden this horse in the past. He's actually ridden him at Aqueduct, where he ran one of the best races of his career. He's 8-to-5 in the morning line, but he's going to be very tough to beat in here. I would use some prices underneath. Number 1, Ohana Honor and number 5, Tawny Port. 9 over the 1 and 5. Try to beat the 8, Silver Knot for second. The other Appleby horse, that'll be the short exacta. So we're going to go 9 with 1 and 5.
Now, Charles Appleby, of course, has those two horses. They're uncoupled, as we know. And, you know, the old saying in horse racing, uncoupled entry, bet the higher price of the two. That would be Silver Knot, but you're saying you're going to take a stand against them because Nation's Pride looks just too good to beat.
Correct.
Okay. So those are the four stakes races on today's card at Belmont at Aqueduct. And those none of those are your picks, but we're going to make them your picks. We're not going to penalize you for it, but we got your picks. So, you know, you think the favorite's going to win the Bogey, the Run Happy. You like that 5-1 Durante and the Peter Pan. You're going with the Wine Steward and putting some nice horses underneath for a nice payoff in an exacta. And of course, in the Man of War, you like Nation's Pride, another favorite, but you like a 6-1 shot, Ohane Honor, and the 6-1 shot, Tawny Port underneath. That's the 8 over the 1-5. So what you're kind of saying today is the four stakes races today at Aqueduct look like they're going to go to the favorites.
Well, two of them are 5-horse fields. So, yeah. I mean, you know, they're not giving you much, to be honest with you.
I can tell you this. When you looked at the short fields yesterday with the carryover in the pick six at San Anita, you thought to yourself, man, this thing's not going to pay much. And if not for the big $62 winner in the last race, that would have been right. But I got to tell you, each and every one of those races, it was hard to really put down a singleton for any one of those races when you were building your ticket because they were short fields, but they were competitive fields.
Very contentious races. It's hard when you have 6-horse fields and got to go 2 and 3 deep. That's just not a smart bet, and there's really not much value in doing that. And if one or two of those favorites come in those short prices, you're really headed for a disaster. And it worked out again because of the big price in the last race, but it could have paid nothing.
Do you, outside of the big racing days like the Haskell, et cetera, pay much attention to Monmouth Park?
I do, but I like them to run over the track for a couple of weeks before I get involved. You know, you hit it on the nose. It's definitely a speed-favoring track. It's very hard to win if you're a deep closer there. I mean, there are times when the race is set up when they go suicide fractions early, but for the most part, it's speed-favoring. And you'll get an idea of who the hot trainers are early, and those trainers stay hot the whole meet. It's just been like that for the last couple of years. And Jersey Joe Bravo returns to Monmouth, so that's going to be interesting because Papa Lopez has been the king there since he left, but now Bravo's back. So let's see who gets the real live mounts.
You know, it's going to be fun to watch these two guys go at it there on the shores of New Jersey, that's for sure. And we will be glancing over the Monmouth on many different occasions on this show. But for today, we'll stay concentrated on Aqueduct. As we say, we got to see some of the races first at Monmouth, see how it's playing out this year. 51-day meet, so we got plenty of time to jump on there. Where are we going with the official picks on the show today, Jonathan?
First of our two radio plays comes in Belmont's 10th race today. It's a flat mile field of 8 after the late scratch of number 6, Belle of the Ball. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Bona Do. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Rudy Rodriguez barn. Louis Rivera bored to ride. This horse is in top form now. She draws a good outside box going a flat mile. She's going to control the pace from there. And I like number 9, Bona Do, to win today's 10th race out at Belmont Park.
All righty, Bona Do. The 10th race, the 9 horse is your play at Belmont at Aqueduct officially. Number 9 at 5-1 in the 10th race. And I would imagine you're going to venture out to Santa Anita for your second play.
Yeah, we're going to look at the 8th race today, Ralph. 6.5 furlongs on the main track and a full field of 10. So that's a good betting race. And I like the number 10 horse in here, Disobey. 5-year-old from the Sam Scalamari barn, Tiago Pereira aboard to ride. This horse is listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Third start back off of a layoff. I think this horse gets a great trip in here. I like number 10, Disobey, to win today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, 8th race at Santa Anita, number 10, Disobey. Tiago Pereira, who gave you an absolute perfect ride in that last race at Santa Anita yesterday. That was a heck of a ride for Pereira in getting that horse up. And
it was a Flavian Pratt type ride. He never left the wood, and he scraped the paint all the way around.
But I think the key in that race, because of the way the racetrack was playing yesterday, Jonathan, was the fact that two horses had a natural speed to get out there and start battling each other. But he used his horse enough to sit right behind him and get in front of the rest of the field and sit in that catbird seat. And when you're on a 30-to-1 shot, that maneuver early, I think, makes the difference.
Absolutely. I mean, he put him in the race and he put him in a perfect spot. You know, you can't ask for a better ride than that, Ralph, especially on a price horse.
All right. Well, let's see. This might not be 30-to-1, but it'll be a price anyhow. We're going to ask Piera to do the same thing for you today in the eighth race. Number 10, Disobey. 10 in the eighth race is Jonathan's play. Jonathan, you have sheets for Aqueduct, Santa Anita, Churchill today, right?
That's it. Three tracks.
All right. Tell them where they can get them.
Website, jonhardoon.com.
And you do have, on your selections there, you also have star horses as well, like Jerry does. You have several, I think you get
those three. Are the three best plays out of the three star races of the day, correct?
On each sheet.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I want you to explain that, that's for sure. All right, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Appreciate it. And we'll be doing the same type of thing for all those stakes races next week at Pimlico. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We are going to our next break because it's time to do that. And when we come back, we have Rich Eng standing by. We still got John Lindo and Jerry J yet to go, so don't go away on this beautiful Saturday here in your gaming capital. And even more beautiful right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. And Richie, good morning. Well, pretty neat day of racing yesterday, I thought, at Santa Anita. I mean, short fields, but they were competitive.
Yeah, and, you know, I must admit, I was live in the pick six to three horses, and I didn't have the 30-to-1 shot. I don't get Jonathan's sheet. I might have thrown the horse in, but I'd have settled for a short price rather than a long face if I could have gotten home.
Well, you got $98 out of the deal, though, right? That was the consolation. But, yeah, you tell Jonathan to send you his sheets. In any case, your horse, a first-time starter, two-year-old, did something that normally really green two-year-olds don't do and broke, you know, was way back of the field, but then found her stride late and was really coming on at the end. The winner was far gone, and the winner was the favorite in the race. But I got, you know, because she raced so greenly early and sustained a big rally to run second and kept running through the stretch in the only 4.5 furlong race, I would bet your horse back in the next two-year-old race she's in.
I would too, Ralph. In fact, you know, if someone gave me a choice to own either the winner or the second horse, I'd be tempted to take the second horse because you could tell when they broke from the gate, broke slow, and was kind of floundering in the back of the field, a good 10, 12 lanes behind. Yeah. But at the top of the stretch, you could kind of see the light bulb go on and say, hey, I'm supposed to run.
Yep.
And it just gobbled up the field and only got beat about 2-3 lanes, but was really, really coming on late.
Yeah, and the winner was a good, I'd say, between 6 and 8 lengths in front at the top of the stretch, turning for home, just bottomed out the field. But she's the one that came out from out of the field. And so we'll put down on our list. So there she was for her next start in a 2-year-old race. Richie, Brisnet has asked you to come back to do what you did for the Kentucky Derby weekend for the Preakness weekend as well, right?
Yeah, good news, yeah. And, you know, when I do a project like that, Ralph, and I've done it for a good, 10, 12 years, repeat business tells me that I'm doing a pretty good job. And I was real pleased when Brisnet contacted me to say if I wanted to do the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes, they would love to have me back. So I will be doing full card analysis for the Preakness Day card Saturday and the Belmont Stakes card day Saturday, similar to the Kentucky Derby, where I do about a half a page of analysis on each race. So they're fun to do. It's really neat to get in between the past performance lines and try to dig out price horses and even good underneath horses to use. So that'll be out there on the racedaylasvegas.com website.
All right. Let's have a horse today.
Well, you know, we do this by accident, but, you know, when I send in my pick to the studio folks, it came in the same race as Jonathan, race 8 at Santa Anita, 6.5 furlongs, calibrated optional claiming 20. But I like the number 8 horse, California Tiger, third race off the claim by Hector Palma. But this horse picks up Antonio Frasu, who is riding hot there. And I think this horse gets a nice stalking trip. And if it comes down to 8-10 in the stretch, well, I'm going to have that too. So let's go with the 8, California Tiger, in race 8 at Santa Anita.
Not a problem. We make it a Sirocco play in the 8th race, the 8, California Tiger. The 8 in the 8th race, easy to remember. Jonathan came earlier with the 10. So the Sirocco play is the exact box, 8-10, 10-8. But Richie's horse is the 8, California Tiger. Get the rest right now of his selections for today at Santa Anita at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, final break, and then we come back in our closing act, John and Jerry, coming up. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to wrap it up with John Lendo and Jerry Jackowitz. We first go to John Lendo, Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine. Hey, they found enough horses to get a Friday card next Friday at Golden Gate, huh?
Well, they ran 7 races there yesterday. They're kind of going week by week to see how things go, but they did run a card at Golden Gate yesterday, and hopefully they'll have a card next Friday as well.
And so they, right now, they are scheduled to run on Fridays, but if they don't get enough horses, obviously they don't. Now they're down to 7 horses, 7 races, I should say. And you would think that it's going to be harder as we get closer to the deadline of closing at Golden Gate, because Emerald Downs is opening. Of course, you got the California Fairs coming up as well, and a whole lot more racetracks around the country that run during this time of the year.
Right. The one benefit is that Turf Paradise has ended their meet, so maybe they'll get some Arizona shippers back to California for a little while. But, you know, it's tough. Right? It's a tough sell because it's kind of a lame duck thing. So we'll just see. They're doing the best they can with what they've got.
Boy, if you were not a speedy horse, if you weren't on or close to the lead yesterday at Santa Anita, you got bupkis.
Yeah, both services, the main track and the turf course, you want to be on top of the action. I didn't see a whole lot of passing going on in the lane. So we'll see if that goes today. It's going to be warm today in the 80s out there at Santa Anita. So maybe with the warm weather, it's speeding up a little bit out there.
Well, we got an official unofficial, and we're waiting for the official to become official, but we think that Mystic Dan is going to go ahead and take up the challenge of the Triple Crown and actually enter into the Preakness Stakes 1 week from today.
It is official. Trainer Kenny McPeak told the Preakness officials this morning after he galloped and scoped Mystic Dan, everything is good to go. He will enter the Preakness on Monday.
And he'll be shipping in from Churchill Downs, I guess, sometime next week. I know the California horses, Muth and Bob Baffert's other runner,
Imagination,
yeah, will be going, what, Tuesday?
They go Tuesday. I don't know when they have to be on the grounds at Pimlico. I'm going to guess probably by Wednesday. But, Kenny McPeak, I'm going to think that they'll make available some transportation to get the Derby winner up to Pimlico.
And probably with a motorcycle escort, too. That's for sure. In any case, the draw for the Preakness is, I heard it was Monday?
Monday afternoon, yes.
Okay, good enough. Yeah. In the meantime, we'll, if there's races out there, we're looking for winners. And, John, I know your Lindo report for Santa Anita today is available right now here exclusively in only one place, and that's here at the South Point Racebook right behind us, the full Lindo report covering all the races suggested late pick four and a whole bunch of other good stuff and goody stuff on there that you need. The Lindo report free of charge right now here, complimentary at the South Point because they love horse players and Lindo's report as well. John, got a winner as you did yesterday for us.
Let's go to race one, the opener at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock first post time. Number four, Handsome Red, missed the break in his debut sprinting on the Santa Anita turf, but he finished up well and he galloped out well. He looks like a horse that wants to go around the ground, so he stretches out today. I don't like the fact he has to face older horses being so lightly experienced, but he's got the most upside in the field, and at 5-1 on the program, he's got some value on a card that's going to be tough to find big prices. So number four, Handsome Red. Race number one, Santa Anita.
First post time, Santa Anita, 1 o'clock Pacific. In that first race, number four, Handsome Red. The four in the first is John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners off of a nice winner yesterday. And of course, John, that could be a singleton for us in the early pick five. First race, the four. Get the rest of the Lindo report right now here at the South Point, free of charge for you, right here at the South Point for today's racing. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk. Oh, by the way, in case the folks ain't here in Las Vegas, they can still get it, right?
You can purchase it at todaysracingdigest.com. Yes.
There you go. Thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. You got it. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz to wrap up the race day show for this Saturday. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Beautiful day in our neighborhood. I know that. And it's finally the racetrack, they say, at Aqueduct's going to be okay for today. Nice winner yesterday. A final denial denied everybody else and got the win at $9.30. And then the link-ups are in second and third to give us nice prices in the exacta and the 50-cent trifecta.
Yeah, that one worked out pretty well. We almost cashed at Santa Anita.
Yeah, I know.
Jeremy Laprida just couldn't find the hole, and we just missed getting second, which would have been a nice reversal for us. But, they ran well yesterday, so, and the prices were good. And that's why we like prices, because they make up for a lot of errors, mistakes, etc.
Well, they make up for a lot of bad trips, and as I say in racing, this is not like sports. You can lose more races, and when you hit, make all your money back and then some. That's not the case with sports. You better be at least a 50%er in sports to try to break even or make any money. In any case, your power pages for all of Belmont at Aqueduct and all of Santa Anita today are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Let's parlay that winner from yesterday, Jerry.
Okay, let's go to the Peter Pan. Everybody loves a little Peter Pan, right? So the wine steward from Michael Maker really attracts my eye. He's listed at 5-2, and we had Tuscan Golden, who I thought would be the favorite, but scratched out. So the price here might not really work, but I did have this horse queued up, and I kind of like to talk about it. First three races as a two-year-old, he just ran three really excellent races, winning all three, and then went to the Breeders' Futurity over at Keeneland, prepping for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and ran really well. But I think in the stretch, he came up a little bit sore, and that made him miss the Breeders' Cup. And he came back just in April and ran an excellent race in the Lexington. And I think he's going to go forward. He got beat by Encino, and Encino's a decent, really decent horse. I think he's a little better than these. I like the Wine Steward a lot. So I'm going to play the 3 over the 1-2-7. Reverse is just to break even. I'm all about the 3 in race number 6. And I could call this a single. This looks like it might be a single.
Okay. You and Jonathan land on the same horse and have the same assessment of how this horse is going to win this race. So in the 6th race, the Good Housekeeping Handicapper seal of approval on number 3, the Wine Steward, the 3, Jerry's horse as well. His link-ups are 1-2 and 7, 3 over 1-2-7 and reverse. That at Belmont, at Aqueduct. What about Santa Anita?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment here. John came up with Handsome Red in the first to star horse on the power page.
Uh-huh.
Richie came up with California Tiger. It's a star horse on the power page. It's also listed as a pop-out key. My point is that when you have 2 people sheets or 3 people sheets,
uh-huh,
you can pick the best of each and see when they're together, how to add in. And it's really a much better way to play.
I think it is yourself because you guys come from different handicapping philosophies and foundations. And when you come up with the same horse, it means a lot of good things.
That's exactly right. Other people have valid ideas, right, too, that right. you don't have. And right. You don't know that you don't have them
right.
because they're not in your head.
Right.
The only way you get them is by being open to them.
Now, the sixth race, you say that, I'm sorry, in the 6th race, you said that your play, well, go ahead and give me your play. Let's do that.
Okay. So my play today is going to be in the 6th race.
Right.
With Precision Strike. Who's really, really an interesting horse. Doug O'Neill brings this horse off. This horse is a turf horse, mm-hmm, and runs on the turf, but is far superior on class on the turf than any of these dirt horses.
Okay.
I believe that'll transfer. He's tried it twice. I think he's going to try it the third time. The third time will be the charm.
Right.
He's going to go on the main track. He's got nothing to beat. He just has to get this horse to handle the turf.
Okay.
I'm the dirt. I'm going to take the 2 over the 3-4-5, reverse 3-4-5 over the 2. But I like the 2, Precision Strike, in race number 6 at Santa Anita.
All right, 6th race, Santa Anita, the 2 over 3-4-5 in reverse, $2 ROI on the 2 in the 6th at Santa Anita. And don't forget, power pages for all of Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct, jerryjspowerpage.com. That's where you find them. Well, we wrap up this busy Saturday show, and God willing, Crick Don't Rise. We'll be back tomorrow morning doing the same thing for you right here at the South Point Studios. In the meantime, Jerry has one more thing to say, and he's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.